My father once gave me some very useful advice. Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, he told me, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you've had. I've been trying to figure out the meaning of my father's advice ever since. That was before I came east, before I found myself swept into the reckless, shimmering world of 1922, an age of jazz and gin, of fortunes made overnight and squandered by dawn. The Great War had ended, leaving men restless and hungry for something more. Prohibition made liquor illegal, but that only made it flow faster, gilding the nights with easy money and empty promises. This is a story about a whole crowd of people who had many more advantages than I ever had. Let us meet some of them.
First, this is the story of Daisy, a girl who was endowed with the advantage of quite exceptional beauty. And it's a story about Tom, a star professional footballer who had the good fortune to be a millionaire, and the good fortune to be married to Daisy. It's also a story about Myrtle, Tom's lover, and about George Wilson, Myrtle's long-suffering husband. And it's a story about me, Jordan Baker, the champion golfer who knew all about how to cheat, both on the golf course and off.
But above all, it's a story about Gatsby, the man who gave his name to this book, the self-made millionaire who represented everything for which I have an unaffected score. Well, okay, Gatsby turned out all right in the end. It is what preyed on Gatsby, what foul dust floated in the wake of his dreams, that showed me the depths to which humanity can sink. Yes, all of these were people who, as my father would say, haven't had the advantages that I've had. All these beautiful people, rotten to the core.